Not for nothing, but it snowed last weekend.
The agreement is New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Delaware will all be opening beaches for the Memorial Day weekend. States will have different specific rules about what happens on that beach. They'll all be plus or minus, but they're all basically in the same ballpark. They're opening Friday of Memorial Day weekend, state beaches. That includes local beaches, lake shores. It does not include pools. Pools are closed.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo did have this admonishment. If the rate of infection increases, reopening will reverse. This is C19, WSHU's daily news update on the coronavirus in the Connecticut and New York region. Coming up, we have the latest on the reopenings. We have our best guesses on when Long Island bars will reopen and supplies in Connecticut. I'm Charles Lane. Even if you don't drink, just the idea of going out, putting on a jacket or a dress, laughing with friends, earning a paycheck, it's all still a bit away. Next week in Connecticut, there will be outdoor dining. For Long Island, the best guess is late June. But WSHU's Desiree DiOrio reports that there are a lot of ifs with that.
Long Island can't reopen for any business until it records a 14-day decline in hospital deaths and fewer COVID-related hospitalizations. When those boxes get checked, the region could begin the first of four phases to reopen, with bars and restaurants in the third phase. Kevin Law is the president of the Long Island Association. He says the island is on track to begin phase one, that's construction and curbside retail, at the beginning of June.
Phase two would be hopefully best-case scenario, mid-June, and then bars and restaurants is probably late June. So it's not what people want to hear.
Law says the county health departments are working with the Restaurant and Tavern Association on safety guidelines for workers and customers. Desiree DiOrio, WSHU News.
Connecticut wants to coordinate with other states to help fill the gap of much-needed medical supplies and personal protective equipment. Governor Ned Lamont joined with the governors of Michigan and New Jersey to describe what they will do differently if there is another outbreak in the fall.
I want to control the supply chain myself. I don't want to be sitting around waiting for the national stockpile to decide they can send it to me or waiting for that plane to land from China any longer. You know, working with Phil, working with our regional governors here, Gretchen, I assume you're doing the same. We want to get as much stockpile we can control ourselves. One state makes the vents. Somebody else is really focusing on pharma.
The three governors also raised concerns about how many minimum wage workers who are now considered essential workers. Lamont says he hopes this pandemic teaches the country a new respect for workers on the front line. Connecticut is also distributing 50,000 infrared thermometers to small businesses, nonprofits, and places of worship that have been approved for reopening next week. But officials said monitoring virus symptoms in the workplace should not replace residents getting tested on their own. The state's chief operating officer, Josh Gabal, says asymptomatic people in vulnerable populations like the homeless and elderly are eligible for testing. The second priority is frontline workers.
The key is that we want to prioritize that asymptomatic testing for the people who are most likely to be at risk. So that's people living or working in nursing homes, working in our correctional facilities, other congregate settings where the virus can and has shown throughout this crisis worldwide that it can spread very rapidly.
Gabal says the, quote, worried well, or those who are just asymptomatic and who are not at a higher risk, they should not get tested. Coming up, the specifics on beach reopenings in Connecticut and New York, but first, these headlines and a message from our sponsor.
Now offering more testing for COVID-19. If you think you need a test, call 833-621-0600 or visit hartfordhealthcare.org/testing.
Gun control advocates say that the sale of untraceable ghost guns has surged during the COVID-19 pandemic. A new report released by the group Everytown for Gun Safety found that more than a dozen online sellers of ghost guns saw an exponentially high demand due to the pandemic. Ghost guns don't have serial numbers and are assembled with untraceable parts. The report says ghost guns are often bought by people who can't legally own guns. Data released Friday show that 70% of COVID-19-related deaths in Connecticut have occurred in nursing homes or senior care facilities. Nearly 2,000 nursing home patients have died from the virus or have been suspected to be associated with the illness. Another 276 residents of assisted living facilities have died from COVID-19. This is the first time that the state has released data for the number of deaths at assisted living facilities. Since the pandemic, New York has paid out nearly $7.5 billion in unemployment benefits to 1.7 million workers, about 20% of which are Long Islanders. A backlog of jobless claims continues to frustrate New Yorkers. Unemployment has caused some members of Long Island to pressure Governor Andrew Cuomo to reopen the region to allow for small business owners and service industry employees to get back to work. Governor Cuomo has announced that New York beaches will be open for Memorial Day weekend. Same goes for New Jersey, Connecticut, and Delaware. But there will be restrictions, including a 50% capacity and strict rules about social distancing. Karen DeWitt has more.
The governor says the beaches will open on May 22nd, the Friday before Memorial Day weekend, with parking areas limited to half of usual capacity and beachgoers having to adhere to a number of rules.
No group contact activities, no volleyball, no football, nothing like that. Areas of social gathering will be closed, picnic areas, etc., playgrounds, pavilions, arcades. Social distancing will be enforced for employees and for visitors. Masks must be worn by employees, and visitors must have masks and wear them when they can't socially distance.
Concession stands will also remain closed. Cuomo says beaches where the social distancing rules are not followed will be immediately shut down. Cuomo made the announcement one day after New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy announced his state's beaches would be open for Memorial Day. Cuomo says he's been coordinating with the other governors to avoid any conflicts between neighboring states about what is open and what remains closed.
If other states were opening and New York wasn't, you would have millions of people from New York flooding those beaches. There would be a problem, and that wouldn't help anyone.
The governor spoke on a day when five regions of the state were in phase one of reopening and could proceed with restarting manufacturing and construction companies. Retail stores were also allowed to open, but only for curbside or in-store pickup. Cuomo has also decided when some personal care services like hairstylists and barbers could reopen. He says it would likely come in phase two of a region's reopening, but he warned of the risks involved in getting a haircut. He cites the example of a barber in Kingston in the Hudson Valley who opened his shop and cut hair in defiance of the stay-at-home orders. He's now tested positive for COVID-19 and has helped spread the virus.
Infected, I think, over a dozen people. You know, that is a occupation of close proximity, right? You can't really socially distance and do a haircut. Maybe mine, you could do from 6 feet away. But that is, by definition, an up-close and personal occupation. But hairstyling is in phase two.
Cuomo also signed an executive order Thursday night that extends the shutdown for regions not yet authorized to reopen until May 28th. That applies to all of downstate, the Hudson Valley and Capital Region, and western New York. But if a region does meet all of the benchmarks for reopening before that date, including declining rates of new cases and adequate bed capacity in hospitals, then those regions could begin to reopen earlier. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.
For the latest on the coronavirus and everything else on Long Island and Connecticut, you can listen on the radio or online at WSHU.org. Support for C19 comes from Hartford Healthcare. As always, you can send us your thoughts and story ideas to news@wshu.org. I'm Charles Lane. I'll be back on Monday.